Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hi guys, it's Bryony. I would really love you please to go to Wild Place in Bristol because it's our absolute fave, Nora, little Nora. She absolutely loves it. It's great for the kids, but great for the adults too. And they do a mean coffee there as well. So head on over, say hi to the animals for us, especially the giraffes, because they're our fave. Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right. We are at the Wild Place Project in Bristol today. We woke up at my parents' house. Will, you met my parents last night. How did you feel?
I had a lovely time. Your mother has to work this morning, so went to bed quite soon after we arrived. We had a nice chat though. And your father told me he didn't like peaty whiskey, yet had some. Put half a bottle of it down in front of me and said, you might as well drink that. And I made a bloody good go of it.
Anyway, so we're outside the Wild Place Project in Bristol. We're excited to go in. There's apparently been some new animals born recently. The staff here seem really lovely. Will, you've had a quick look at TripAdvisor. What can we expect from our trip?
Okay, so as I've taken to, I think it's going to be a running theme of this, what do you think the average rating is of the Wild Place Project?
I'd hope quite high, 4.2.
It's a classic four.
A classic four. All right.
So it's 50 acres. There are bears, there are wolves, there are giraffes, there are zebras, there are cheetahs, there are meerkats, there are lemurs. There's loads of stuff. Most of the reviews are, you know, high. The 5 and the 4 stars basically say, listen, they tell you you're going to turn up and you're going to see these animals, and then you do.
Great.
The 3 stars are like, there's not that many animals. Oh, I didn't see as many as I wanted. And then the... To be fair to the Wild Project, they have replied to everyone and
aww,
said, listen, you know, we're a new zoo, because they're part of Bristol Zoo. They're only 7 years old. They're in their infancy.
There's only so much we can make these animals bang.
Yeah. And then there's a couple, like, I always think a 1 star, like, I would, if my family had been on the Titanic, I think it's a 2, though, isn't it? Because
they got halfway.
For the majority of the journey, absolutely lovely. And then one mistake. The kind of people that leave 1 star reviews. So one, for example, this guy here was charged twice by the booking people. Clearly an error on the software. Said he had a lovely time, but he hasn't got his money back. 1 star.
But is that... Do you think sometimes people use these as, like, leverage?
Oh, completely, yeah. People are awful.
But then delete it once it's been sorted.
But of course, because of the year we've had... Mm-hmm. People have... Somebody has complained that they had to walk 2 metres behind some of their family because of the global pandemic. Someone has complained that because it was a really hot day, a lot of the animals were in the shade and they couldn't see them. Like,
I think there's currently an animal on the roof of the car, you know, Will.
Either that or a... You know those stories you hear about, like... And the axeman was inside the car
It was a seagull.
First animal we've been paid to get in yet.
Yes, well, I'm giving it 5 stars for that. We got one free animal. Well, we're in. It's quite a breezy day, and instantly you're greeted with... So you've got the Courtyard Cafe, which looks really cute. Cobblestone cafe straight in front of us. And then to our left is an adventure playground, which I'm not going to lie, looks amazing.
Do you want to go on it?
I really do. Do you think we can?
I see no reason why not.
Other than that we're grown-ups?
Maybe it's for grown-ups.
It looks incredible. It's got like a... It's got a climbing wall. It's got like a rope swing, maybe like a bungee bit. We're sort of moving around it. I love that they've left all the verges really big to sort of encourage wildlife.
There's a sign on the as you come in that says, "Oh, we're doing nothing to encourage this."
Yeah.
It's a clever play.
Oh, right. Okay. So this is the Leap of Faith. Oh, you have to pay extra for this. Okay.
And it's not open.
What? Open weekends and school holidays. All right. Fine.
Laura, if you want, I'll push you off a cliff.
As long as I'm tied to something, that's fun. That's a bungee jump, isn't it?
A rock.
Okay, so that's there on school holidays and, what do you call it, weekends.
It looks like for a tenner.
Yeah, it looks good. Then there's a nice little picnic area. Oh, I like that when they let you eat your own food. You know when you turn up to a place and they're like, you can only eat stuff that we bought you.
I think if you're going to be called the wild place and you're walking to the bare wood, if someone's like, don't bring in a sandwich, you're like, come on, lads.
Yeah. Okay, so we're starting your visit this way to Bearwood. We're doing as we're told. We're being a good boy and a good girl.
There's also a toilet here, and I'm going to do a wee.
So here in the Fun Fort, there's a big sign up, which is all about the point of this place, I suppose, saving wildlife together. And it's kind of like, it's a big world map, and then it's indicating where there are different species that they're working on. I never know with this stuff, because like, I like to see animals, but you do feel like zoos are wrong. But now that zoos are sort of conservation, is that greenwashing, or is it actually helpful?
I don't know, I'm honest with you, but I think immediately somewhere like this is better than what I remember London Zoo like when I was a kid.
Mm.
So one of the things they're helping rescue is the Desertus wolf spider from Madeira in Portugal. And it says, we're helping to restore the habitat for the critically endangered Desertus wolf spider and bolstering the population through captive breeding. So it seems that they're trying to do the habitat mm-hmm. back where they belong, but the minute there isn't a habitat, so to save the species, they're breeding in captivity. I think they know that they are not the end goal.
Yeah.
But they are a necessary, not evil, that seems too foul, that they are a necessary step.
Part of the process.
Right, should we go to the bear walk?
Yes. Does a bear have 4 legs? Or 2 legs and 2 arm legs? I know that they're not arms, but are they arms or are they 4 legs?
I think they're probably classified as legs. But it's like anything, isn't it? Like if you look at a lion, definitely got 4 legs.
Yeah.
But it uses the 2 front legs to sort of ape what our arms do. So
I feel like we're just walking into the distance, but this was definitely, the sign said this way to Bearwood. All right. So far this feels a lot like my childhood walk to school, but I've promised a bear at the end of it. That never happened at school.
What were you like at school, Laura?
Nerdy, quiet. Just desperately didn't want to upset anybody or get into trouble, really, so I just obeyed all rules. Right. Much like I am now.
Fair.
You?
Very similar. When I look back at some of the things we did, I think maybe I wasn't as good as I thought I was.
Okay, we've turned a corner. Gelada Rocks?
G-E-L-A-D-A.
Okay, and then to our right is an enclosure which appears to be still in construction, I would say. It's got a... Or is that ladder for the use of the geladas? No, I think maybe the ladder is for the use of the geladas.
They're monkeys.
They might be DIY monkeys. So this is a bleeding heart. The chest skin of females becomes bright red when they are ready to breed or are pregnant. It is also redder in the most active and dominant males. All right. Fun. Oh, I can see one!
I'm going to try to take a photo.
They've got long hair, like prime Jennifer Aniston in Friends. level of bushy shapiness. I was just saying, like, you haven't got a... You know, sometimes you go to a place and there's one good spot to see the animals, but you sort of... There's like a vague queuing system that children are jumping to get to the good spot to see them, and then when you are seeing them, you feel like you've got, like, 30 seconds and then you need to move on out of politeness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't feel like that here.
Not at all.
They're mountaineers. These monkeys live in family units that combine to form large groups of up to 1,200 individuals. A long furry cape for warmth. Oh, I can see bumblebees too. I think they're just...
Short stumpy fingers for rock climbing. Maybe we should rock climb.
Fatty seat pads. I've already got those. Ooh, this is how we can find out how the geladas are feeling. They use many expressions. Now, Will, can you make the faces too? So, a lip smack display. That's what they do when they're grooming. This may show pleasure or submission. Bared teeth with a lip flip. You've got to flip your lip up onto itself. Yeah, that's very good. You're showing benign intent.
Always. I'm always showing benign intent.
Look at all these bumblebees. They're sleeping it wild. It's working. One of them's walking over.
It's because I showed aggression.
Oh, this hair is intensely amazing. I love it. Oh, hey, dude. Oh, they're so fluffy. They're like friendlier looking baboons.
Yes, but I think that's the hair making it friendly. I wouldn't want to go... Looking at the picture of the teeth, I want to go anywhere.
No. Right, we'll move on, shall we? So we found Anne, who's lovely and friendly, and explained to her. So we've just seen the... Is it geladas?
Geladas.
Okay, good. We've got that right. And then what did you say we might find around the corner?
Next on the route is Bearwood.
Yeah.
If you're lucky, you'll see our new lynx kittens.
I'm so excited about kittens.
They're about 6 weeks old.
Ooh!
Can't guarantee it.
No, fair, okay.
If you're lucky, you'll see them with mum, really.
I'm very
excited. Let's go and see a baby one.
Thank you so much.
Look for their paws, huge paws.
Oh, okay.
Look for their
paws.
He's trying to do a joke.
Huge paws.
Don't worry about him, I'm sorry. Picnic site. I like that the picnic sites are like interspersed with just the animals. A fossil dig site. Oh, it's not in use right now. Another thing for kids, but it looks like there's like sand pits where you can dig out bits of fossils and stuff. That's cute as a button.
It is cute as a button and sharp as a tack.
So I think we're in Bear Woods now. What's vaguely alarming me is that it does just feel like bears might be anywhere in this long grass, and I don't know whether that's a negative or a positive. Like, were there any one-star reviews that were like, my nine-month-old got eaten by a bear?
There was a five-star review from a bear that said the nine-month-old was delicious.
Hey, this flooring's good because there's steps down, which is the most direct route, but they've also put in wiggly pathways for pushchairs and wheelchairs. So if you are on wheel-based access, you can get around.
It is great that the... it is wild, but the paths themselves are...
Yeah, they've done them really nicely.
Reasonably accessible, I mean.
Yeah. Ooh, Bear Woods appears to be some sort of high-level walkway. And we look down on the bears?
I do.
You're not allowed to get naked. Flames are allowed. We're in Bear Wood. Okay.
According to this sign that I'm looking at here, 8000 BC is when we are pretending to be, and Laura and I are very good at suspending our disbelief. We are 8000 BC. In the British woodland, there would be wolf, wolverine, lynx, and bear. So hopefully we're going to see in some of those things.
So the last ice age is over. Woodland has grown back, and Stone Age people, your buddies, are using the wood. Wolverines are really dangerous, aren't they?
Yeah, if they get angry, they get three metal claws out of their paws.
Don't be daft.
I've got to say, it's been done really well.
It has, hasn't it?
If you could be a zoo animal, what would you be?
Maybe like a giraffe, you know.
Because you'd love to be tall.
I'd love to be tall. But also...
You love to eat leaves?
Giraffes don't... strike me as something that's running for the pleasure of it often.
Sure.
So I don't think I'd feel too sad about not having loads of space to run in. Maybe I've misread giraffe.
No, the giraffe, like the Middle Ages in the UK, which wasn't the UK at the time, they thought the giraffe was like a mythical beast.
Huh.
And the Latin name for it is the Camelopardus, because they thought it was like the offspring of a camel and a leopard.
Oh, fun. Okay. I love.
Oh, so I've just seen a sign that says 1000 BC. So actually, I think we're going to walk through time. So
ooh.
In 8000 BC, the last ice age finishes. The woodland returns. Okay, that's clever. The sun has come out. You can't believe the turn.
It's like April, basically, isn't it? But it's July. Will, I can see it. There, look at him.
Oh my God.
Hello, baby. So we can see the wolverine. Looks young. I mean, I don't know anything about wolverines. So fluffy and sort of like a deep honey brown with paler patches. Just he or she, they're just sitting on a log having a little bit of a sunbathe in some dappled leaves. Massive paws. Look at those claws. Having a little wander.
Going through.
Going through a little, it's got a little gateway to get into the next paddocky bit. And he's just sitting on his bottom. Oh, they're pretty, aren't they? Yeah. Oh, this one's standing up on its back legs. Is it mad? Is it angry? Perhaps the lynx
when
is on the
up,
other
it
side.
It splays its claws, really ready for a go.
Much like Will when he feels threatened. They have got massive paws. Their paws look almost the same size as their muzzles.
There must be something to do with like defence there, because he's up, his arms are out.
Let's wander around and see if we can see what they can see under there. So we're now into 1000 BC. We've travelled in time.
The wolverine is gone.
Oh, bye wolverine, you've gone extinct already. What can they see through the...
There'll be an animal they can smell, one of those birds or something.
Yeah, there's something that they're interested in through the fence there. Oh, I think we might have found... Doesn't look like a lynx. Is that a lynx? Yes, it is. It's squatting on its haunches. If you come back here... So just sitting at the top of a path, that's its four limbs, isn't it? And then the head is going to the left. That must be Mama Lynx, I think.
I wonder if she's protecting the lynx, if they're up there.
Perhaps, yeah. Oh my goodness, I can't believe... I wonder, because it's quite quiet today, there's not many people here, so the animals... I mean, she's sitting out in fairly good sight, isn't she?
Yeah, but she's also sitting in... I've taken a picture and you already see that. It's, there's sun and shade where she is.
Yeah.
So I bet she's... Oh, there's the head up.
Yes. Hello. Oh my goodness, how
right.
Beautiful.
Beautiful slender neck.
Absolutely incredible. The Audrey Hepburn of cats, I'd say.
Poor Audrey Hepburn.
She looked like she laughed at that. There she is. Oh my goodness, she's looking straight at us. Oh, she's up. She's walking down the path. Gosh, she's got long legs. Oh, she's beautiful. How long do you think you'd survive in the wild?
7 minutes.
There are signs up about wolves as well, which appear to be potentially to our left. So the lynx was on our right, and then over the other side there's some chat on the signs about wolves. I can't see a wolf. But maybe it was just a sign to tell us that there are...
This is the bear bit.
This is bears in here, is it? A bird has just agreed. The bears have got a pond, they've got a big clearing, and then they've got lots and lots of trees and sort of climby, hidey, runny, jumpy, standy still, to paraphrase Eddie Izzard. I can't see any pots of honey.
Or marmalade.
No. I don't know if they're taking care of these bears.
I can see several dead zookeepers.
Ooh, that's fun. On the wall, there's a woodland calendar. And it sort of has animals listed down the left, and then all the months and days of the year going across the x-axis. And then it sort of tells you what each one's doing, and there's a slider that'll slide to where we currently are. So it's sat on July at the moment. So, like, you could go, currently the grass snake
is laying
10 to 40 pale eggs in rotting vegetation, which acts as an incubator.
The common garden bee, the queen is laying unfertilized eggs that will become men.
Nice.
Oh, did you know that female wolverines are delaying pregnancy to avoid having kits in cold wind weather?
Huh. And the English oak, the female flowers are changing into acorns.
That's a great thing.
I like this. That's cool.
So there are four bears.
Ooh, okay. What are they called?
Albi, Nilus and Neo. So the smallest one is Gemini and the only woman. Albi is the twin brother of Gemini. Nilus is the thinnest and the darkest fur, and Neo is the biggest. So the wolverines, they've all had quite a lot of space, but the bear one is a lot of space. I can see how far down it stretches. We might have to go for a little walk, try and find some bears, Laura.
Yeah, all right, let's go. We've instantly found some bears. So we looked to our right, and just up the hill, just sitting, one of them's lying with their head just half out of the door, and another one sitting in a little sun patch. Gosh, they're massive, aren't they? Oh, and another one sitting right in the middle, just with a head on that log. Look there.
Oh my.
Very sleepy looking bears. So is that the female one in the door then? Because that looks honeyer. That looks like a lighter colour, doesn't it?
And again, they look happy.
I mean, they're not laughing, but they don't look sad. Bears and wolves sometimes share the same space, living together in British woodland as they did 2,000 years ago. Oh, so there are wolves here.
Yeah, but they're in different pens, though, aren't they?
No, it says that they can share the space.
Oh, my God.
They don't eat the same food, so they don't compete with each other.
I really like wolves.
Me too. If I was a land animal, I'd like to be a wolf.
If I was a landlord, I'd like to be a wolf. Evict the three little pigs.
That bear stuck its tongue out at me. Hee-hee. Hello.
It's a vine, isn't it? A bear waving. If you wave at a bear, it might wave back. But it's not interested in me.
No, it did not want to wave back to Will. Oh, it's waving to me now.
Liar. Absolute liar.
Would you kiss a wolf?
Yep, and in turn, it would rip me limb from limb. There are some days I go, do you know what? Fair.
Oh, well.
I've always wanted to be rebuilt harder, better, faster, more lupine.
If you had to be, you know, like a centaur is half human, half horse.
Yeah.
If you could pick two animals to be half and half of, what's your bottom half, what's your top half?
Bottom half, adult male. Top half, child male.
Oh, well, that's disgusting. No, they can't be humans.
Can one be human?
No.
Well, that's not how a centaur works.
Shut up. Just a wolf.
Yeah, shut up, wolf.
Oh, three wolves. Oh, my goodness. We've had 100% hit rate. Another wolf down there. Or is that a bear? That's a log. Don't worry. Wolfie. Oh, my goodness. I've got a friend called Mackie that would love you. One of them's just gone to lie down in what looks like the most uncomfortable spot it could have selected. Underneath some scratchy branches.
Hello, wolf.
Wolves.
One of the wolves just stood up and looked at me, and I was like, yeah, do you know what, mate? You get it.
Oh my goodness, these guys are the bestest. I don't think we're going to be able to get good pictures because you have to kind of take them through the fence, unfortunately, but...
Those teeth were massive. That's not... That you know. Sorry, one of the wolves just yawned and I realised how fragile my skull is. We looked. We've been here for barely 25 minutes in the Bear Woods.
Yeah.
And we've got four for four.
I feel like we're going to come across that we're being a bit sycophantic about this place. Honestly, we'd be negative if we felt negative, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
I think, like, we don't come to places to try and slate them, because what's the point? You know, there's enough of that in the world. But we will be honest if we're not having a good time. But I can't quite believe how clearly we've been able to see things. We're almost out of Bear Woods now, but I've just seen a little sign that I quite liked about Wild Wednesdays. Our Wild Wednesday survey team just completed a 2-year pond restoration project by planting 600 marginal aquatic and bog plants around the site. That's fun. There's not much like wild water, I don't think, left like standing water in the UK.
I'll tell you what's really nice about this place, and I'm sorry, you're right, I don't want to be sycophantic.
A stick just fell down my top, hang on.
You pulled the top really far
forward. I did, I'm sorry, I just really showed you my boobs, but...
Willa's just had the X-rated version of the National Treasure podcast.
Okay, sorry.
Great tips, mate. I mean, the birds, of course.
I found the stick.
They go from... Here's a lynx, here's a wolverine, here's a bear, here's a wolf. By the way, we also like newts. Like, good for you. You're not just doing the big money conservation. Like, you know, is it pandas get so much more money than any other animal because they're the WWE thing.
Yeah.
Whereas this place is like, yeah, we look after the bear, but also we love a newt, and I like that.
I like newts too. We've left Bear Wood, we've wandered round a little bit of woodlands, and we are now at Parc National de la Bennue.
I'm thinking I'm going to see a giraffe.
Okay. A cheetah! Will! You were so right about Africa. That's a fucking cheetah. Sorry to swear, cheetahs are just so beautiful and amazing and incredible. And there's one just there, just wandering through the...
Oh, it's just there, look.
Oh my God. Oh, sitting up, you beautiful thing. Oh, hello. Oh my goodness, I can't believe. Just two cheetahs just wandering through the tall grass. Is this one about to climb up into a... Oh! So near us. A third one. I love cheetahs. I think they are top three most beautiful animals on the planet.
I've never been that close to a wild cat before in my life.
You have? You do this podcast with me all the time.
2 metres. I'm ignoring it. 2 metres from a beautiful cheetah. 2 cheetahs from a beautiful meter.
They've got such expressive faces, haven't they? They're like tear lines down. Oh, it's walking right back over to us.
Check this out. You know, obviously, cheetahs can run fast.
Yes.
When they're running, more than half the time they're in the air.
Whoa.
They're just like padding at the ground. And there are only 3 cheetahs here. We've seen them all. We've got Brooke.
Oh.
We've got Jake. We've got Oscar.
I'm a bit giddy. And I feel like a jerk because I don't want to, like, the point of the podcast isn't to sell places, because now I'm really aware that some people might come here based off hearing this and not see anything. But we've seen it all. We're the jammiest.
I've seen slightly more than I expected to see. So giraffe, is it now?
Yes, giraffe indoor viewing or giraffe outdoor viewing only. Let's go and see if we can see them outdoors. We're now in the Republic of Cameroon. Ooh, what's that over there? Is that ibex? And what are those? What is that? I don't even know what I'm looking at. I need to find a sign. I think it's a Red River hog. And it's pushing a ball around like an absolute cutie.
If you want to go and see the giraffes now, on there.
We'll see the giraffes first, yeah.
Yeah, do.
I love these hogs.
Yeah, the hogs are great.
Oh, they're so cute. Okay, we're going to head round. We've just found another lovely volunteer. The volunteers are so helpful. You don't have to go up. Like, if you're just looking a bit lost, or they sort of look at you like, oh, you're going to miss something if you carry on going that way. So they'll just sort of pop over and go, hey, go that way.
So I do think the volunteers may better be called staff.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just assuming they're volunteers because they're nice. That's terrible, isn't it? Not that staff at places aren't nice also. But yes, staff. Staff.
Right, so let's go to the amphitheatre first, which is here, where as soon as I turn a corner, I see a giraffe and a zebra.
Oh, hello. I love zebras. Do you know my passion for zebras, Will? I feel like I've said this about every animal, but I just love zebra print so much. Those zebras look small. Do they look small to you?
I've never seen a zebra before, I don't think.
They're a lot smaller than a horse.
They are quite small. I'll give you that. They're smaller than I thought they'd be. Giraffe, though, quite tall.
Is that giraffe's colouring different to a normal giraffe?
I don't think so.
It's like mostly brown but with white veins, whereas I think of giraffes as being like yellowy with black spots.
I think that's from Jeffrey of Toys R Us fame.
No, I've seen documentaries.
Maybe different types of giraffe.
Yeah, I think that must be... The colourings are different. Let's see if we can find some information on that. They are handsome giraffes though, aren't they?
They are. Two more.
Oh, that's more what I was thinking of, the colour of a giraffe. So we've gone indoors, we've masked up and come inside, and instantly there's these really cool chalkboards with images of outside a giraffe, and then there's like explanation of that. So long neck, males hit each other with their necks when they're fighting, they have a strong scent that other giraffes can smell, they have good eyesight, they see in colour, the spots radiate heat to provide camouflage, and then on the next one it's inside a giraffe. So a skull with air spaces reduces weight, so they have a light head. You'd need it. It's up real high. Seven neck bones. They've only got seven neck bones, Will.
Seven neck bones?
Like all other mammals, except sloths and manatees. The neck is held naturally upright by the strong neutral ligament. The spinal cord is up to 2.5 metres long.
That's interesting. The relaxed muscle is the neck up. It's effort to put the neck down. But then I suppose if you relax your neck...
No, mine falls down.
Okay.
They're so close to us. Safe to say, we had a great time in there with the giraffes. Just lying down, they were looking amazing. We read all about them, and we are now heading off to discover Madagascar. Do we want to go via a little snack? We're passing a snack joint.
With ice cream.
I'd love an ice cream, actually. Let's have an ice cream. Okay, we've headed into Madagascar. Now, excuse this bit. I mean, imagine if you're the sort of person that can't bear background noise. This just isn't the podcast for you anyway. You're already not listening. But I am eating an ice cream, and I'm not going to stop just because we want to talk about the stuff. We've headed into Madagascar, and immediately on our left is a load of goats. These goats are just goating out, really. Little black and white beasties.
Not much to say about goats, really, is there?
I like goats, though.
Oh, yes, tasty.
Listen carefully to our goats' accents. Huh. They get different accents depending on who they're raised with. That's fun.
Imagine a Scouse goat.
Meh. Something is kicking off.
So this is where the lemurs sleep at night, I think. There's one in there at the minute.
I think I just heard some lemurs having a fight.
Oh,
yeah, hello, lemurs. Oh, they're brown. They're not grey.
Extremely high extinction risk. Weird that, isn't it? Because we do really well at saving the cute animals.
Mm. But not as well as we do a clearing rainforest to do things that people don't realise are killing off animals.
Not me.
Really?
Yeah.
So we've done like the big animal exhibitions now. We're walking past what used to be where the wolves live, but they've moved those so the area can recover. In the woods, they've hidden a few cutouts of bears that made me nearly shit myself.
Very good.
Very good.
What's that to the right there? Is that like an abandoned tower?
It is an abandoned tower.
Or is that like a full church? That's got like a modern clock on it. What's that?
Just a nice stone building there.
Wow, it's like a big sort of, yeah, like a church tower.
But just to double down on the, they're not just bothered with the big woods, we could have gone to look at the meadow where the wildflowers and the bees are.
Mm.
And they just pointing out all the British birds that you can find. It's not just all all snap and no pizzazz.
No, but we opted, there were two options. There was go forward to the meadow or turn left and go up to the walled garden, and I fancied a walled garden.
And I always fancy a walled garden.
It's on your website as being one of your key features.
I don't even have a website.
Do you not?
Never have.
Why not?
I've chosen to fail on my own terms.
The Barefoot Trail? What's this? Oh, cool, like a sensory walk where... I mean, you can't do it now, obviously, because COVID, but you can take your shoes off and walk along like a track that's got... So the first bit's like wooden poles, and then there's tyres full of concrete, and then you walk over some gravel, and you can feel all the different underfloor feelings on your feet.
Pretty decent. Sensory diet's very important.
Ooh, is this a little bug hotel? Oh, Buggingham Palace.
Oh, you've read it.
Oh, yeah. I like the idea of bugs. I just don't want them to be near me. So I'd build bug hotels and leave them in other people's gardens.
Is an okapi an animal?
An okapi is, and it has a tongue long enough to get in its own ears.
It's only meerkat time in the walled garden.
What? I didn't even know that there were... Right, what have we got in here? We've got some...
Meerkat dove. Now, I have seen these before. They are amongst my favourite animals because they look like they've been shot in the chest.
All right. Oh. Right, okay. A Visayan Taraktik hornbill. A sort of parrot-y looking, but with a much bigger beak. And a sort of lemony yellow tail feathers with... It's a stripy beak, actually, isn't it?
And then on the floor, in the same thing, the Palawan peacock pheasant is around.
We didn't see your bleeding heart, guys. Oh, you must be able to hear these birds in here. Very loud. What's this, some sort of like bullfinch? It's a village weaver.
From...
It has no authority here.
Oh, it's not a relevant
village weaver. What are these big ones?
They are the East African grey-crowned crane. Brother, of course, to Fraser and Niles.
I like these village weavers, but they're noisy, aren't they? No, because you've been very rude about Jackie Weaver. What about this one?
That's Dirk's Dick Dick.
Kirk's Dick Dick.
He's the smallest antelope in the world.
Oh! Hello, Tiny. Where are you? I expect he's over there in the shed thing. I think the Dick Dick must be over in the shed, just getting a rest from these yellow birds.
Keep your Dick Dick away, don't you?
God, you'd kill yourself living with that all year, wouldn't you? And then we turn back. I love that they've put stuff in this walled garden.
Meerkat.
So there's lots of native flowers and just a really nice bee garden, like lavender and comfrey and things like that. And then just in this bit, meerkats. Hi, guys.
Who wants to give me a deal on my car insurance?
I love this little walled garden bit. I mean, if you've been to an old house, you'll know, you know, you can very picture it very easily, the sort of red brick walled garden, and, you know, usually there'd be a recreation of the kitchen garden from when the house was...
Some very, very neat privet.
Yes, but they've sort of put only a couple of animal enclosures, so there's the bird bit... And then there's the Dick Dick, and then these meerkats. But where all along one wall, you know, you can picture the big long greenhouse, that is now part of the meerkat run. So they've got their little indoor bit as well as their outdoor space. Oh, the okapi is up here to our left. We've left the walled garden.
Do you know what it looks like to me? The sanctuary garden looks like the garden. And then the other side of the wall we've just been in is the secret garden.
Yes. All right, we're going now to the Secret Congo.
And that is, they've called it the Secret Congo. Okay. A stripy bottom. It's not a zebra.
It's Laura has been sat on a deck chair too long.
Okay, so that's my options. Is it a zebra? Is it Laura in a stripy bottom?
I'm going to go and hide in a hedge and get my bum out, and you tell what's in
a long and what's purplish
me.
Tongue.
I told you it had a long tongue.
But it's not a giraffe. Oh my God, there it is.
Hello. So what are we talking here? We've got the head of a tapir, the neck of a... like a deer.
The bum of a zebra.
But almost like a very short body, really, like not horsey length or shape.
No, yeah.
Almost like a hyena horse.
Yeah, a hyena horse.
Whoa! Oh!
It just licked itself in the
that
eye.
That tongue looks like a donkey's dick.
And we've seen one quite recently.
Yeah, it just licked its own eyeball.
Interesting. We can't get very close to these ones. I don't know if they're probably skittish. Yeah. So they've got a nice little pen that they're in. There seems to be quite a bit of extra pen that they can access that we can't. But we're on the same level of them, unlike we were for like the lynx and the wolf. But I get that. But we're nowhere near as close.
She's very food orientated. Me too, Kibibi.
She urinates on bushes and walks through them. Me too, Okapi.
Welcome to the Congo Bongo play area.
We've got children.
It doesn't say you can't go in here if you're an adult.
It does.
It just says play area if you lean against this sign. There's no kids here. Why can't we play?
Because we're 34 and I'm hungry.
Oh, there's a ranger's hideaway over there.
I'll build your ranger's hideaway.
You won't, though.
I will.
You won't.
I will.
Where?
On the beach.
All right, but I want it made of logs and tall enough for me to stand up in.
Fine, deal.
By next year.
Easy.
Promise?
Sure.
I'm leaving this in the edit.
I promise to do my best.
No, your best is shit. I want you to get it done.
Right, well, I was going to promise, but then you said I was shit, so I refused
to.
No,
I didn't say you were shit. I said your best is shit.
You've done that. You've
And yeah, we're back to the beginning. Now, there is some kind of fancy mansion house over there. A fansion, if you like.
Oh, hang on, not back here.
Reindeer? Hello. Oh, it's looking so summery and straggly. Yeah, they're not looking at their sexy best right now, but it's mid-July, so they can be forgiven. They're not having a hot girl summer.
They're having a hot stag summer.
How was your sandwich, Will?
Yeah, it was really nice. Ham, gherkin, mustard. One of the all-time best kinds of sandwich. How was your pasty?
It's really good. Cheesy and oniony.
Great.
I love a pasty.
Maybe I'll get one. No, I can't get one.
You can.
So we finished at the Wild Place. Had a bit of lunch. Laura, final thoughts, really?
Honestly, I think it's one of my favourite places that we've been, series one and two. I've just had a really lovely time. We were just saying off mic, but maybe worth repeating it. I think the one-way systems in place here are because of COVID, but they've quite genuinely made it a better experience for me today, because I feel like I've seen everything without doubling back or getting confused. And I don't know if that's just the layout of the place all the time, or if these one-way systems will stay forever, but I for one was into them. I get that paranoia that I'm missing things sometimes.
Yeah,
in places like this,
it was nice because, like I mentioned earlier, every single bit, I am gonna get cheese on your pasty, every single bit is either to leave, go this way, see the next bit, go this way. And the cafe, so, you know, not to be just blindingly positive always, the cafe didn't have a massive selection.
No.
Is that because it is a Wednesday out of season?
It's
is it
Tuesday.
Because it's a global pandemic on? It's a Tuesday, it's not a Wednesday.
This pasty is great, though.
But yeah, you know, we finished round, didn't really have any breakfast. I wanted to have just like a nice little cafe food.
Mm.
And the sandwich was nice, it wasn't enough. But again, it was quite cheap. We got two foods for under a tenner.
Yeah.
Absolutely lovely. The final bit is you threw a mouth of pasty.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right, we should go and catch up with Bryony and find out what it is she loves about it here. Although
great.
I think we know it's that it's great. Ta-da! Here we are with Bryony.
As if by magic.
Hello, Bryony. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, my love. How are you?
We're all right. We're really grateful for you sending us to a magical place that we didn't know existed. And then we had the best day ever.
The best day ever.
Oh, I'm so pleased. I literally love Wild Place so much. I'm so glad you had fun.
We went on a day where there was just like, we felt like the only people in the zoo. And we saw everything. Like, we saw, I think we saw every animal seem to be, like, doing a little conga for us, going like, oh, hey, dudes, it's me, the cheetahs.
And then it was really, really warm when we arrived, so I had no jumper on and my sunglasses, and then it threatened to rain to the point where Laura was like, well, I'm going to go back to the car and get my coat, and I said, no, 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 no. And then the rain went, actually, I'm not interested in Bristol today, and went away again, and it was just lovely the whole time.
Oh, well, I actually arranged that for you guys, so you're welcome.
Your dream, thank you so much.
I spoke to the weather gods, and they said, you know, we'll make sure it's nice and clear for them. I'm glad they listened.
So why do you love it there so much?
It's not even been there that long, but we have taken Nora. So Nora's going to be 6 in a few weeks, and we've taken her there since she was literally about 6 months old. So really, you know, she didn't know what was going on. She didn't know what a giraffe was at that age. But it's just a lovely place to walk around. And I like, we used to go to the zoo, but I find the lions at the zoo very sad. And it just, you know, I don't know, there's just something about the zoo. It felt a bit cramped, but a bit wild place. It's so open. You know, the animals have so much space. The volunteers who work there are amazing. You know, and everything they do, you know, they're trying to make the world a better place for the animals. You know, all the projects they do all around the world. Guinea fowl was one of Nora's first words. She loves the guinea fowl. It just seems to be getting better and better. And since they've put in Bear Wood now,
that's, we loved Bear Wood,
glorious. Like, we'd go and like see these bears climbing up trees and having baths in their ponds, and you know, and then you've got like the lynx and the wolverines, which I had no idea a wolverine looked like that. Constantly have Hugh Jackman in my head when I think of a wolverine. I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't what I got. But I'm like, okay, cool, that's what they look like.
So I am not ashamed to tell you that until we went, I did think that the lynx was a mythical animal.
Don't be ashamed.
I am who I am. I had to live with that.
We loved the little walled garden bit there as well. We thought that was such a nice thing to do, to use the like existing space and the meerkats and the parrots and stuff in there. It was incredible.
I'm addicted. Awesome.
Yeah. My favourite bird, is it the bleeding heart dove?
Yeah.
They're my favourite birds in the world, and I'd love to just look at them.
I also love they've got that big meadow as well, Tower Meadow, which is just this beautiful big open space with this gorgeous tower in it, funnily enough. And it's just really pretty. And they do overnight stays there as well.
Oh,
so you can go and, yeah, you can go, and we've done it, and it's called Camp Baboon, and you go and stay in these little huts, sort of just like sort of on the periphery of the park. And you get to go around and see all the animals at night. So you get to go around and like see the cheetahs when they're sleeping, and they sleep with their heads up. So they're like let down, but their heads are still up.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, on that.
The cheetahs are one of the first things you see. Like when you go in, you see the that hog, and then you walk through and you get to the cheetahs, and it really impressed me because I was talking to one of the women that worked there, and she said that if a cheetah had that much space in the wild and that bountiful like resource, it wouldn't want. They don't feel penned in at all.
Oh.
Like that's the amount of space a cheetah needs, and it's got it. I thought, wow, you don't, like you said about zoos, you don't think about that with zoos, but these guys are just happy.
Yes, everyone's a winner. Yeah, it's just brilliant. I just think it's got so much going for it. And so many people just don't even realise that it's there.
No, I didn't have a clue. Like, and you literally come off the motorway and then you're like, oh, it's what?
Yeah, well, there's cheetahs by the M5. What?
Yeah, Gordano services. What, yeah. Where are we?
You're always talking about Gordano services.
It's such a weird word. Who is Gordano?
It's Gordano, but you know, whatever.
Oh, I'm very posh Somerset, you see.
I was going to say, you haven't said posh on you, Gordano.
That's my Morton Fitzwarren accent coming out there. Gordano, darling.
I might call it from that from now on. Hey, darling, are you going to Gordano services?
Gordano.
If you could add any animal to the wild place, what would you add?
Unicorns.
Nice.
No, sorry, they don't exist.
Needed a lynx, and they've got those.
Needed a lynx, and they've got this. That's what I mean, Will. That's what I'm saying. If they can get lynx, because surely they can get unicorns, right?
Yeah.
What would I add? Well, they've already got so much. I think it would be lovely if they moved the lions there from the zoo. I think they'd be a lot happier there. I love a lion. Maybe some sort of, you know, penguins. Love penguins. Mm. That's so cute. But I don't know if they'd be able to do that. But I think they are planning, because Bristol Zoo is actually closing.
Is it?
So they are planning on moving over a lot of the... It is.
Yeah, I mean, it's just better space there because you're not right in the middle of a city.
I actually made a birthday cake for the Bears.
Last
year, the year before. Yeah, I know. Well, technically it wasn't for the Bears, but it was. So they were 2 years old. So I made a birthday cake that was like a big log, and then there were these little bears sat on the top, and it said "Happy Birthday."
Love it.
Thanks.
I just have to check because I know you. Did they ask you to do that, or did you just turn up with that cake just out of interest?
You know what? I tend to everywhere I go now. I take cake with me because people expect it. I thought random visit to World Place, I'll bring a cake.
Do you want to come round to my house?
Anytime, Will. Anytime.
Great. And I'll bring cake. Was this cake for the Bears?
Well,
or
like a mealworm cake?
Bear adjacent.
Bear adjacent. I wasn't sure, and I had to double check them, like, what am I putting in this cake? They're like, no, we're going to... So they actually made the Bears a cake out of disgusting-looking things that the Bears loved.
Meat.
Grubs.
Grubs.
Ants. Yeah. Pawpaw.
Ah, with the pawpaw, yes.
And a prickly pear.
Yes.
And a prickly pear.
If you get a sore paw. Next time, beware.
So I think the keepers ate my cake and the Bears enjoyed their delightful looking
mealworms and blood.
Mealworms and stuff.
Lovely. Well, yeah, it was so lovely. Thank you so much for sending us there. It was brilliant. I loved it so much.
Yeah.
I'm so glad. It really is my absolute pleasure. I'm glad you liked it so much.
Yay!
Great.
And you can catch Bryony on Food Unwrapped and upcoming Would I Let You. And how can we follow you on social media? What are your handles, Pliv?
My handles are at Bryony May Bakes, pretty much on everything.
Yay!
Insta, YouTube. I'm on TikTok, but I don't really get it. So.
No.
Yeah, I get that.
It's just, what is it? Thank you so much.
I'm 34. I'm not interested.
Thank you for sending us there and for talking to us. We love you a million. And we love you up. Our listeners, the most just as well. We love you millions, 2 million, billions maybe.
I love you an appropriate amount.
Yes. And if you love us, please could you share this episode, review us, rate us, get some other people to love us as well.
Yeah. If you've seen Wayne's World, you tell two people, they'll tell two people, they'll tell two people. And if you haven't seen Wayne's World, it's a pretty obvious thing, you still do it.
Yeah, and watch Wayne's World. Why not? I'll watch it too. I've not seen it. We just want to make nice stuff and we hope that people like it. So follow us on Treasures Pod, on Instagram, TikTok and Twitter. You can email us at nationaltreasurespodcast@gmail.com. And if you love what we do enough that you'd like to give us money in exchange for more stuff.
You know, money for goods and services, the time-honored fashion, you can go to patreon.com/nationaltreasures. And if you haven't, please do subscribe to the podcast, leave us a review, a 5-star review ideally, and a rating. It helps with the algorithm, but mostly thanks.
Thank you. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.